Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf Nun Hey, daf 55. Today's, we said another flash namaz. Today's class, we are starting on the Mishnah, on 55A at the top of the page. Top of the page of the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. Ha'id Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada testified on the following. 55A. Ha'id Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada ala chereshet shesiyah aviyah shehi yotza beget. He testified that if a chereshet, a woman who is deaf-mute, she gets married off by her father, she gets removed from the marriage, she gets divorced from the marriage through a divorce. What's the chidush? Why wouldn't she get removed by a divorce? So Rashi says, even though the father accepted kiddushin for her when she was a child, she's a full wife. She's allowed to receive her get. Even though she doesn't have any knowledge, because she's a chereshet, she's still able to receive her get. We see from the Mishnah already, number one, that a woman can kind of be given a get against her own ratzon, against her own will. A ketana, the daughter of Israel, who marries a kohen, that she is allowed to eat truma. Rashi says, "Vi yetoma, she is an orphan." The marriage is only midrabanan. She's still able to eat truma. Case number three: the meta, if she dies, bala yorsha, the husband inherits her. That's number three. Number four: bal hamarish hagazul. This is the case in Masechet Bava Kama. Over there, the Gemara says, if let's say you have a person who comes and steals a piece of wood, and shebinao b'bira, and he goes and builds it into a building. He took a piece of wood from someone, he stole it, he put it into his building in the wall over here, and he built the building. Then the person comes back and says, give me my piece of wood. What's the deen? Sheitole damav. He's only able to take the value of that wood now, because the building is already built. And so therefore he doesn't have to break the building down and give, even though Minikar Adin, according to the letter of the law, it would seem like, hey, you stole something, you have to give it back. Over here they said you're allowed to just give the value of that stolen piece of wood. Because of the establishment of those who wanted to do teshuvah, those who wanted to repent. Those who wanted to repent, they would have a much more difficult time repenting if they had to break down their whole building in order to give back that piece of wood. So they gave them an easier derech in order to be able to do teshuvah on what they did. Val chatata gezula, and a sin offering that was stolen, shelo noda l'rabim, it wasn't known to the public, shehi mechaperet, that atones, that it would still do kapara, mipnei tikkun ha-mizbeach, because of the tikkun of the mizbeach. We're going to see what that means, the tikkun of the mizbeach. We're going to see that in the Gemara. What does it mean, though, when it says it wasn't known to the public? Does over here the public mean three people? Or does the public mean that actually it was publicized in public? So in the I think the Rashba actually brings over here that in the Yerushalmi it has a machloket between what it means over here. Is lo nodal rabim, does that mean it wasn't known? It's talking about three people or it's talking about the actual public? It's a machloket. Okay, but that's what the Rashba brings based on the Yerushalmi. The Gemara begins, Amar Ava, me'edutos shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, from the testimony of Rabbi Yochanan, we learned, Amar le'edim, if someone says to witnesses, Re'u get ze shani noten la, look at this divorce that I'm giving to my wife. Look at this is what he says. He then says to her, he takes the get, she doesn't know what it is. He goes to her and says, take this debt document, document of debt. So what happens? She's considered divorced. He handed her a divorce and she took it. But she didn't know it was a divorce. So the Gemara says, how do we know that from our Mishnah? Did we not see from the Mishnah that you don't need to have her mindset? Why? We said the chereshet, the woman who's a deaf mute, she can be given a divorce. You don't need to have a da'at. We can do it against her will. So too over here, hachanami, lo ba'inan da'ata, you should be able to give the get, even telling her that it's something else. So the Gemara says, pshita, obviously. What's the chidush? So the Gemara says, ma'od the tema, I would have thought to say, kevan de amar, since he said, kansi shtar chov zeh, take this document of debt. Since he said those words, I would have thought, batule batle, he is being mevatel the get. He's canceling it, because now he's changing what it is. Kamashmala, and that's why the Gemara comes to teach us that no, im ita de batle, if he would have nullified the get, le'edim hava amarlo, he would have told the witness. But that which he told the witness is that it's a get, the reason why he's telling her that it's a debt document is, the reason why he's saying it like this is because of embarrassment. It's a very embarrassing thing. And so therefore he says that document, but really it is a divorce. And then we said in the Mishnah, Aval ketana bat Israel, a young child who is not an adult yet, and she marries a kohen, she can eat truma, even though the marriage is a yetoma, she's an orphan, the marriage is only midar banan, still she can eat truma. So the Gemara says, ve'ilu chereshet lo achla. A chereshet is not allowed to eat truma if she marries a kohen. My tama, what's the reason? Gizera shema ya'achil cheresh becheresheth. Because we make a decree, lest we have a case of a cheresh, a deaf mute kohen, who marries a chereshet, and he might come to feed her truma. He would not be able to do that. Why? Because we know that a cheresh does not actually make a kinyan. His kinyan is not considered an actual kinyan. And so therefore he can't acquire over to be able to give over to her truma. So I've made this gezera on a woman who is fine because of a case of a woman who is not fine. Right? So the Gemara says, Velechul katan, Velechul, why don't you just let her eat it? What's the problem? Meaning, why are we saying there's a problem with this young girl eating a cheresh eating truma? What's the big deal? Katan ochel nevelotu. It's considered like a child who is eating nevelot. There's a machloket. If a child is eating nevelot, is eating non-kosher, is the beitin mitzuvin hafrishot? Does the beitin have to stop them? Let's say if a child is an orphan, let's say there's no parents. So that we learn this in Masachet Yevamot, that there's an opinion that says, ain beitin mitzuvin lafrishot, Rashi says. The beitin does not have to stop him, the little child, from eating nevelot. Right? Not to get into the halakhic parameters, but based on that opinion, why don't we let this chereshet eat this truma, even though she's not really acquiring to eat this truma? Let her eat it, because just like a child would eat non-kosher, they let him eat it, so too this chereshet. So the Gemara says, gezera shem ya'achil cheresh bepikachat. Oh, we're afraid that, let's say, a kohen, who is a deaf mute, whose kinyan does not count, will feed truma to a pikachat, a woman who is perfectly fine, and then that woman who is a pikachat has the problem of eating something that's asur. She's not allowed to have the truma. So the Gemara says, "V'lechul b'truma d'rabanan." Why doesn't she just have truma that is rabbinically prohibited? Either way, the marriage is only mid'rabanan. If we're talking about a cheresh, right? So then it's only a rabbinic a marriage to begin with. Right? Rashi says, "Datu nisuin d'rabanan u'mehanu l'truma d'rabanan." The marriage is only d'rabanan. It should come and help for truma that's d'rabanan. Only rabbinical level truma. Why don't you allow her to have rabbinical level truma? So the Gemara says, "Gezera shema ati la'chule v'truma deoraita." We're afraid that if we let her have truma that's derabanan, they're going to come and have truma that is deoraita, that is biblical truma, and that's the problem. Then we said in the Mishnah, "V'ala marisha gazul shebenao." If you have this piece of wood that was built into the wall, it was stolen. So the Gemara says, "Tanu rabanan, gazal marisha benao ba'bira." If he stole this piece of wood and he built it into his building, Beit Shammai amrim mika'akeh kol ha'bira kula mahzir marisha be'alav. You have to break down the whole building and give back that piece of wood. This is Me'ikar Adin, this is the correct thing to do. Beit Hillel Omrim, Beit Hillel says, no, Ein lo ela demei marish bilvad. He only has the value of what that wood is cost. Mishum takanat ha-shavin, because of the people who want to repent, it's going to be very hard for them to break down the whole building, so we made it easier way. Even though from Torah law, it seems like you should require the actual building to be taken down, still we say that giving the value is enough. Then we said about Chatata Gezula. If a sin offering was stolen, it still does kapara. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula. Dvar Torah, according to Torah law, bein noda or bein lo noda, einam echaperet. Whether it was known to the public that it was stolen, or is not known to the public, it is not considered doing atonement. So the Gemara says, "Mai tama?" What's the reason? Yeush kedi lakane. Yeush. What's yeush? Despair. Someone who steals something from someone, once that person who was stolen from has despair, he says, "Oh, it's gone. There's nothing I can do with it. I forget all about it." He lets it go. Now it doesn't belong to him anymore. But the Gemara is saying, Ye'ush alone, only having despair is not enough for that person to acquire it. And so therefore the stealer, the thief, is not acquiring it to be able to, someone who stole the sin offering, to be able to sacrifice it, to atone. Uma tam amru lo noda mechaperet. Why did the Mishnah say that if a sin offering that was stolen, it was not known to the public that it does kapara, does atonement? Shelo yu kohanim atzevin. The Chamim did this, why? So the kohanim should not be upset. What a takana. Why would they be upset? Because now it's considered chulin that is slaughtered out in the courtyard outside the Beit HaMikdash, which is asur. You're not allowed to eat it. So if they're not allowed to eat it, they would be upset. Oh, look, we ate something that's asur. So they made an establishment that this non-known to the public stolen sacrifice would still have done atonement, so that the kohanim do not feel upset. So you stay happy. So Amir Le Rabbanan Le Ula. Rabbanan said to Ula, we said in the Mishnah, not for the Kohanim Simcha, we said it was because of the Tikkun of the Mizbeach. What does that have to do with this? So the Gemara says, Amar Lahem, he said back to them, Kivan de Kohanim Atzevin, Nimsa Mizbeach Batel. If the Kohanim are upset, the Mizbeach is batel, is nullified. They're not going to do any service. You need to have simcha in order to do it. Right? Rashi says, shenimna'in mila avod avodah, they're not going to do the service. Right? This is a proof, actually a very beautiful proof, that for a person to really do service of Hashem, he needs to be besimcha. He needs to have happiness. So the Gemara says, v'Rav Yehuda amar, Rav Yehuda says differently. Dvar Torah bein noda bein lo noda mechaperet. According to Torah law, the opposite. Whether it was known to the public or not known to the public, it atones. My ta'ama, what's the reason? Ye'ush kedikane. He says that despair alone acquires. You acquire through despair of the person who was stolen from. Uma tam, flipping the amud, uma tam amru noda ina mechaperet. Why did we say that if it was known to the public, it's not considered doing atonement? So that people do not say, oh look, the Mizbeach eats stolen korbanot. So therefore they said, if everyone knows, if it's known to the public, it sounds like from here actually more mashma, that it's known to the actual public rather than just three people. Right? Because everyone is saying, people will say that the Mizbeach has eaten stolen animals. And so therefore, if it's known to the public, we say it is not due atonement. So the Gemara now goes through the different opinions. Mishamal ha'ula makes sense according to Ula that he said that according to the Torah neither case is considered kapara. Hainu de katane chatat. That's why it's talking about a sin offering. Why is it talking about a sin offering? There's achila for the kohanim. Rashi says there's actual eating of the korban for the kohanim. That was the whole case that we said in order for the kohanim not to be upset. That's why we said midarabanan will allow it if it was not known to the public. El Rav Yehuda, but according to Rav Yehuda, my iriyah chatat. Why does it have to be a sin offering? A sin offering is partially sacrificed and partially eaten by the kohanim. Afilo ola nami. Even if it was an ola offering is completely sacrificed on the mizbeach. It's not eaten at all. Even that case, according to Rav Yehuda, it would make sense. So the Gemara says, lo mibaya ka'amar. Yeah, he's saying you don't even need that case. Talk about that case. That's what he meant. Lo mibaya ola de kalilhi. You don't even need to talk about the case of an ola offering because it's completely burnt to Hashem. So therefore, what are people going to say? Oh, look, the Mizbeach is eating stolen animals. But ela afilu chatat nami, even a sin offering. That a sin offering, the chidush by a sin offering is the chelev vedam hu de salik legabe Mizbeach. The fats and the bloods, they go up to the Mizbeach. Ve'idach kohanim achlile. The other parts are eaten by the kohanim. So what would I have thought? Oh, it's not fully eaten by the Mizbeach. Maybe people will not come to say that it's a stolen animal. It's eaten, the Mizbeach is eating stealing animals. Afilo hachi, still, what do we say? Gazur, the chachamim made this gezera. Shelo yemeru Mizbeach ochel gezelot. So that people do not say that the Mizbeach is eating stolen animals. Tanan, we said in the Mishnah, al chatata gezula. Stolen chatat, shelo nodal rabim, that was not known to the public, shehi mechaperet, it atones for. Mipnei tikkun ha-mizbeach, because of the tikkun of the mizbeach. So hold on, this sounds more like ula. So the Gemara says, bishlam ala ula nicha. It makes sense according to ula here, because it says, lo nodal, if it was not known to the public, then it does atonement. What did Rav Yehuda say? He said, if it was known, then it does not do atonement. Why didn't it say it the other way around in the Mishnah? According to Rav Yehuda, it should have said the opposite way around. It should have said that if it was known to the public, it does not do atonement. Why did it say if it was not known to the public, it does atonement? So hachinami kamar, he meant, what it means to say is both. Lo noda mechaperet, if it's not known to the public, it does atonement. Noda, ena mechaperet, if it's known to the public, it does not do atonement. Mipnei tikkun ha-mizbeach, for the fixing of the mizbeach, for the tikkun of the mizbeach. Meitiv Rava is a contradiction. Ganav vehikdish. If someone stole an animal and then consecrated it, va'achar kach tavach u'machar, and then he slaughtered it and he sold it. So the Gemara says, in a case of, so he says, meshalem tashlumei kefel. He has to pay double, but ve'inu meshalem tashlumei arba'a v'chamisha. He does not pay the 4x or 5x. Why? Over here, in this case, anytime it's made of, it was made into hekdesh, a person would not pay these fines. Over here, he has to pay the double, because when he stole the animal, it was chulin. Then he made it hekdesh, so whenever he sacrificed, he slaughtered it and he sold it, he doesn't pay the 4 or 5 times, because when he violated that problem, that would be really obligating him to pay 4 or 5x, it was already hekdesh, and it's not his property. So the Gemara says, ve'eino meshalem tashlumei arba v'chamisha, v'tanei alan, it was taught on this, b'chutz, ki ha'gavna anosh karet. If it was done outside, if it was slaughtered outside, the person would receive the punishment of karet. So the Gemara says, hold on. Vi amart ye'ush kedi lo kane. If you say that alone, just despair, the guy was stolen from, despair is not enough for it to have transferred from one possession to the next. So karet mai avite. Where do you get any essence of karet over here? Right? The only way it would be chayav karet, to be liable to karet, if it became his possession. Because why does it need to be his possession? The Gemara Masechet Zivachim says that for someone to be liable to karet, an animal needs to be fit to the petach oel moed. He needs to be his own animal that he would be liable about for slaughtering it outside. But over here Rashi says, ha-ra'ui le-petach oel moed chayavin alav b'chutz. Only if it's fit for the petach oel moed would he be liable for it for slaughtering outside. Over here it's not his belonging. If we say it's not his, then how can you say it's fit for the oel moed? It's fit for him to bring it. He's not fit for him to bring it. So what aspect of karet would there be over here if we say despair alone is not count? So Amar Shizvi, karet mi divrehem. It's a rabbinic level karet. You ever hear such a thing? A rabbinic level karet? So the Gemara says, achichu alei, they started laughing at him. Rabbinic level karet? Karet is a deoraita thing. Karet is from the Torah. So karet mi divrehem, mi'ika, is there such a thing of karet mi derabanan? Amar lehu Rava, so Rava said, gavra rabba amar milta, lo tachuchu ala. If a great person says something, don't laugh at him. When someone who's great says something, even if it doesn't make any sense, don't laugh. Why? Karet shal yedei divrehem ba'atalo. What he meant to say was karet that came from the Chachamim. The Chachamim established the deoraita level of karet over here. Why? How's that possible? Okmua rabbanan birshutei. Even though it's stealing and really despair is not enough for it to transfer, the Chachamim said, you know what, in this case we're going to say okmua rabbanan birshutei. We're going to transfer it to his possession now because he stole the animal. Ki echid ilchayev ala. In order for this guy to become liable to karet. So the Chachamim have the power from the din of Rashi says hefker beit din hefker, from the beit din being able to make something ownerless, and they make this animal ownerless to be able to transfer the possession to the guy who stole it to make him liable for slaughtering it outside of the Beit HaMikdash. So Amar Rava, Rava says havadai kami ba'ili. I have a question on that. Ki okmo rabbanan birshutei, when they transfer the possession to this thief, mishat geneva or mishat hekdesha, was it from the time of stealing or from the time of consecrating it to the Beit HaMikdash? So they asked him, why are you asking off-topic questions? The mind of Kamina, what's the difference? Who cares when we consider it stealing? When we consider his possession? So the Gemara said, the gizutea uvladotea. He's referring to its wool, the animal's wool, and its offspring, mai. What's the deen? If we say, from the time of stealing, once he steals the animal, if we say it transfers possessions, now what happens? All of it now belongs to the thief. Now all of the wool belongs to him now. Any offspring that happens until it's consecrated belongs to him now. So you see, a thief who steals an animal could benefit. So that's what his question was. So the Gemara says, Ahadar Amar Rava. Rava then came and said, Mistarba Mishat Hekdesha. It makes sense that it's from the time of consecration. Why? Shelo Yechoten Niskar. Because we don't want a sinner to benefit. We don't want a sinner to be able to benefit. So therefore we say, no, it's from the time that it was consecrated. So he doesn't benefit the wool, and he doesn't benefit from the offspring of the animal. Okay, we'll stop it there for today. Just a quick 1 minute recap. We started with the new Mishnah, talking about Rabbi Yochanan ben Gada, his different... Man, the different establishment, the different testimonies that he had. We said if a chereshet is married off by the father, she goes out with a divorce. A child marries a kohen, she can eat truma. If, let's say, she dies, the husband inherits her. This stolen piece of wood, you can just pay back. Even though it's built into the building, you pay back just what the value is. And a stolen chatat that wasn't known to the public, it's considered done kapara. And the Gemara went through all these different cases explaining what exactly is the case. Then we got to the case of, in the Gemara, the case of chatat gezula, the stolen chatat. And we said, machloke between Ula and Rav Yudav, we say according to the Torah, whether it's known to the public or not, it's not considered kapara. And they only made a kapara in order to the Kohanim don't get upset. Or Rav Yudav says, no, according to the Torah, it's always considered doing atonement. And what's the reason we said that if it's known to the public, it does not do atonement? Because we say, we don't want people to say that, oh, the Mizbeach is eating stolen things, stolen animals. Then, as we got to the Amud Bet, we started going through back and forth with the opinions of Rav Yehuda and Ula to see who it makes more sense like. It sounded like it made more sense like Ula. And then finally we got to the contradiction of Rava. He said, if you steal an animal and you consecrate it, and then you slaughter it and you sell it, you pay the double, you don't pay 4 or 5x. And we said, it's talking about slaughtering outside the Beit HaMikdash, and you receive karet. The Gemara asked, okay, if we say that there's no Ye'ush, if just despair alone is not enough to acquire, how can you say the guy gets karet, it's not his? The Gemara says, the Chachamim, with the din, Hefker, they made this animal ownerless and transferred it to his possession in order for him to be able to be liable on it. And the final part of the daf was the Gemara said, when do we consider it his possession? From the time of stealing or the time of consecration? The Gemara says, from the time of consecration, because we don't want this thief to be benefiting once, if he steals it and it becomes his, now he gets the wool, now he gets the offspring. So we say, no, it's from the time of Hekdesh, so therefore it does not belong to him whatsoever. Amen, amen.